the Ro Contra with Anna DeVlantis right here. Right, let's do some good. We've done evil and misunderstanding all day, and now we should do something that actually helps the people in some way, shape, or form. All right, now listen to this. There's going to be a baseball game in which a guarantee win for a Chicago team is going to occur.
Yes.
Which is, I really like this.
It's awesome because we haven't seen that as much as we'd like.
This is the 18th annual CPD versus CFD, the finest versus the bravest. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be next Wednesday at next Wednesday being tomorrow at Guaranteed. At Guaranteed Rate Field at the G Spot, as we call it. It's at 7:05 and there's free parking. It opens at 5 p.m. Tickets are $5 at cpdmemorial.org. That's the Chicago Police Memorial Foundation, which is I'm a fine board member thereof. And it's $10 on game day, post-game party immediately following the game at the White Sox Grill. That is going to be a lot of fun. And we've got a Chicago police officer. That's going to be the winning team, by the way. I don't think I'm going to have to really. No, I don't think there's a question about that.
Sure, there'll be some smack talking in advance of this.
Vincent Macias. At least we get a Chicago win no matter who does this. How long have you been playing on this team?
This will be my eighth year.
Eighth year.
Yeah.
All right. And what do you know what the record is here between these two?
It's a lot to a little. Us to them.
Really? CPD wins?
Yeah, we win a lot. But, last year they beat us.
I see. All right.
Coming off that.
So, let's see. What's like a score in this game?
It's usually close. I think last year was 4-3.
Mm.
And years past, it was like 11-3.
Yeah. Oh, big kind of things.
Yeah.
Anybody get dingers out there? Anybody get it over the wall?
I think two times somebody's done it in this game. So
wow.
Because it's at Sox Park. That's pretty incredible just to even play there and be part of the atmosphere and that kind of thing.
In the beginning, they used to use metal, so it was a lot easier. But now we
you went back to wood?
We moved up to the man's sport by using wood. So.
Right, because do you feel like little leaguers? Like, ding,
yeah.
Ding, when you hear that? It doesn't confer. That's why you look in the College World Series and you hear them playing with aluminum bats and you're like,
I love that.
Still like they're kids when they're doing that. You want to hear the crack of the bat, not the ting of the bat.
So describe the atmosphere for us. Is there food? Do people hang out? Do they tailgate before this? What happens?
Concessions are open.
Oh, good.
Is there beer being sold?
I believe there is,
yes. That's a very important point.
Yes, it's very important. Yes.
Good to get that out
I'd just
front.
Like to make that point. That's
it's usually anywhere from 5 to 10,000 people just cheering on your favorite fire department or police department player. A lot of families, all supporting one great cause.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
And it is.
Yeah. That is awesome.
And you want to get your tickets in advance because it's double the day of the game. Still reasonable, $10. I mean, big deal, but you can get your tickets in advance. $5 now.
Yes. If you got them today, but tomorrow it goes to 10, and it still goes to a great charity. So
yes, it does.
Either way, you're still donating.
Yes, that is what you are doing. And by the way, people should know the Chicago Police Memorial Foundation. Now, this the fire department gets for theirs too, right?
The Gold Star Badge. Yes,
the Gold Star Badge, which is also a great organization, and there has been some need for that of late for the fire department.
Correct.
So that's an important point. But the Chicago Police Memorial Foundation. Is a full not-for-profit 501c3 organization, and it started as an organization that built the memorial, this beautiful memorial in Gold Star Memorial Park, which is just east of Soldier Field. It is a very, very special place.
It is.
Right there, and every year in September there is there's an event out there.
Yeah, you solemn hope ceremony to remember the
all
lives
the
lost.
Names are read by family members or other police officers or citizens who come up and read a name that is on that wall. It's absolutely a spectacular thing, and you should take people to go see that because it's a very, very special thing. But now the Mission Beyond the Memorial has turned to two very important things. One, which is money for the families of fallen officers or catastrophically injured officers in the line of duty. And then there's also the thing that I'm specifically involved with, the Get Behind the Vest initiative, where we go out and purchase vests for police officers. People don't realize that after you graduate from the academy, get on the job, you get your first vest presented to you.
Correct.
But that vest has a life expectancy of about 5 to 7 years before it loses its ability to stop a bullet. Hmm. It's just the natural attrition of the technology of that is just what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And so, after 5-7 years, those vests have got to get changed out.
Yeah,
and
there's you kind of need one.
Yes. Yeah.
You kind of sort of need one.
I think especially now the police officers are actually being I don't want to bring people down, but they're actually being targeted out on the streets here. I mean, you've seen some amazing, and you've seen this year alone, five officers just within a few weeks of each other saved by their vests.
Yeah. One of them's actually on our team.
Oh my gosh.
Really?
Yes. Yes. He worked in the 11th district. Great guy.
And was that a newer vest he was wearing at the time?
It was actually a newer vest that he was wearing, yes.
Yeah. Oh, Lord.
Initiated by Get Behind the Vest.
So there you go.
Wow.
That's what that is all about. So that's where this money goes. And then you get to go see a fun baseball game. You see trash talking like you've never seen trash talking before. You've seen guys who really, you know, I know we all want to put on a brave face in this city. We are all Chicagoans. I mean, if anybody else wants to call our babies ugly, we get very mad about that. But you do. There is... some spirited rivalry-ness between cops and firefighters in this town.
I would say just a little.
A little?
Just a little.
Just a little touch. And there's and if you you sit around a bunch of coppers and they're talking and they, you know, they'll cut up the firefighters and then the firefighters, you know, they'll start, you sit with them and they have a few things to say about the coppers. It is what it is.
Very fun. Very fun.
Yes. But, you know, at the end of the day, they're out there to, you know, help people and save each other in situations, right?
Yeah, we all do the same job. I mean, you know, in retrospect, one is saving people, the other people are taking out fires. I mean, it's just
right, and saving people, right, and saving people on the street. I mean, you just imagine, you know, the one thing that is awful as the stuff is that is happening here in Chicago, and it is bad. Mm. It is very bad what's happening on the streets, and you guys know, you see it firsthand. The murder rate is, you know, it's less than it used to be. Well, that's because the firefighters are so good at what they do when they get to the scene. Yes, they save so many lives. That when you're talking about 2,000-3,000 people being shot a year in this city,
it's not a small number.
And 700 dying, you know, you're thinking about, or 3,500 last year? So whatever that number was. I mean, they have a great save rate, you know, and so it's... You know, I hate to, but that's what this is all about. So if we can go out and have a little fun while raising some money for both of these organizations, and remembering that we all have to work together to solve this problem on some level, at some way. But you know, for this one moment, we put it all down and we just say, "Hey, this is what we're going to do. This is what people can go do." Right?
And people can, if they can't make the game for some reason, you can still donate in advance, I would assume.
Yeah, you could donate to the ChicagoPoliceMemorial.org.
Just directly.
Directly to them. Anything helps.
CPDMemorial.org. And then $5 for right now if you do it, $10 if you walk up to the ticket office tomorrow at Guaranteed Rate Park. That's where the Sox play, in case you're not sure what I just talked about right there. Because they changed the name.
Clarify that.
Yeah, 35th Street.
Guaranteed Rate Field, which no one says yet.
Right.
And maybe never will.
I don't know.
We'll see.
G-spot. That's
the G-spot.
What we call it right here.
Sure. But you know where it is.
Yes, exactly. All right. Well, officer, thank you very much. Thank you for the service to the city of Chicago. How many years have you been on?
It's been about 9 years now.
9 years.
Where are you? What district?
I'm in the intelligence unit.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Huh? Excellent.
Counter-surveillance, counter-terrorism stuff.
Mm. Excellent. Did you have military service before that?
No. College.
Wow.
College baseball.
Wow.
A interesting.
We just found the ringer.
Well, you know what? This is very important because I want the cops to win this one. Unless, of course, you know, I'm in a car accident and I want the firefighters to win.
Then,
I don't know.
Then you wouldn't say that.
Which one I want to have win this. Where'd you play college ball?
I played at St. Xavier.
St. Xavier?
Yeah.
I see.
Are you a Chicago native, or where are you from?
Chicago.
Yeah.
Born and raised, and then I moved out to Chicago Heights. Mm. Went to Marion Catholic.
Mm.
Okay. Wow. Now back in the city, working as a Chicago police officer. Thank you very much for your service, sir.
Thanks a lot, guys.
And go to cpdmemorial.org if you want to buy the tickets or show up tomorrow night at Sox Park. I'm sorry, I just got to say it because I got to do it. Sox Park or the G-Spot. And the game starts at 7:05. It's just a ton of fun. It's a very worthwhile event.
Free parking, too. Look at that. My gosh.
Right. It's very easy. All right. Rob Martier standing by with the WGN Traffic Trouble Spots.
In Waukegan, Lewis Avenue.
If you're trying out for Traffic Idol, don't even try it. Just
don't
do the traffic.
Don't try to get in that competition. Yeah. You want nowhere near it.
All right.